Thank you for calling Spartan Construction. If you know your party's extent,
please stay on the line while your call is transferred to the operator.
Good afternoon, Spartan.
Hello, Diane, please.
Which one?
The owner, and I'm trying to grab her last name. Brossard, I'm sorry.
Okay, who's calling?
This is Kevin with Bank of Cardiff.
Okay, just a moment.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hey, Dan. Kevin Bites, Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
I'm fine.
How was your weekend?
Okay.
I wanted to touch base. You know, I received a call. Unfortunately, I was kind of out of the loop, I guess, with that last phone call with Pearl. Apparently, some additional information had been requested, had been sent that I hadn't seen. I'm not even sure what had been sent. I kind of want to touch base with you and find out kind of what happened in that conversation and what information was sent so that I can try to get this wrapped up and see.
Well, the problem was is that, you know, they wanted to pay us $36,000 and, you know, paid like $24,000. And so we're just going elsewhere. We're going to go. So we've got a couple contractors are going to pay us early because we're just not going to pay that kind of fee.
Well, that's kind of what I was calling about. I mean, if we can get closer to, if we can get to maybe 50 or 55, would that help? But again, I wanted to find out what information was sent to them because I want to try to fight for you on this, but I just don't know. Apparently they had some information that I didn't receive, you know, that I had never seen.
The last thing she sent me, she wanted me to do a whole new, like what they sent me at the very beginning, you know, which like starting over. So I don't know why they wanted me to do all that. And I didn't do it. I mean, they've got everything that I've you know, that they asked for. So, I just haven't done anything at this point.
Now, if we can get to say like 55,000, would that be something that would make sense for you?
And pay 24,000 for it?
It would probably be more. I would have to look at the numbers. I mean, it would be the rates should be the same. The rates are the same whether it's for the 72,000 or whether it would be 55,000 or 32,000. You know, the factors are the same, so that, you know, the out-of-pocket is going to be in line with what you would have paid on the $72,000. Obviously, it's going to be less because you're only borrowing $50,000 or $55,000, but, you know, that part's not going to change. The only thing that's going to change is the amount that you're borrowing, and then obviously the rate will correlate based on what you're borrowing.
Right. Well, I'm just working on something else right now. We've just dealt with all this enough. If we can get this from some other contractors without any cost, then that's what we're going to try and do. So we're going to kind of leave it at that for now. Yeah.
Okay. Now, apparently something had changed in the last phone call that you're the phone call they had with you that typically is just a phone call to release the funds.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was told that, you know, there was information given to them that I hadn't given to them, which meant that I didn't have the information, and they requested some paperwork from me that you had sent over to them.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember what you sent them? Because apparently whatever you had sent them is what made them feel like the approval amount was too high. They thought there was some additional bankruptcy paperwork or some additional payments that they weren't aware of, something along those lines.
Right, for our monthly payments, and they said that we had too much to go out every month, and, you know, so they didn't think we could do that, which, you know, didn't make sense to me is because, you know, we were going to pay you all in 90 days or whatever terms that you had, but they just said we had too many payments going out each month. So
can you send that information to me to see if I can possibly go back and get them to honor the original amount?
Yeah, I can do that.
I'll send you an email just so you have my email handy.
Okay.
And you just reply to it with what you sent them. So, you know, unfortunately, like I said, I was just out of the loop. All this stuff happened when, you know, we were supposed to be wrapping this up. So I'm trying to, you know, we've obviously all put in a lot of time on this. I haven't charged you a dollar, but I've spent, you know, a month of my own time on this as well. So, you know, I'm at a huge loss as well as you are. Now, obviously, that's not your fault. I'm just trying to make it good for you because you spent a lot of time on this. Obviously, you have nothing to show for it, and so do I. So we're kind of in the same boat, and if I can make it happen, you know, I'd like to do that for all of us. This was just something that I wasn't involved in, and I didn't really know what was even happening. So just trying to make it, you know, trying to make it work for all of us, basically.
Okay. Well, you send that, and then I'll send it back to you.
All right. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.